It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, we'll check out some long, mostly forgotten Wisconsin history, how Wisconsin lost the Upper Peninsula to Michigan.
First, President Obama wrapped up his trip to Alaska today. He's the first sitting president to visit the Alaskan Arctic. The purpose of his trip was to highlight the effects of climate change. He also visited some of the most beautiful spots in the nation, outside of Wisconsin, while he was there.
Sarah Wheaton is with us to talk about the president's trip. She is a White House reporter for Politico. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sarah, how significant was the president's trip to Alaska?
Well, it was symbolic in some ways. As you noted, he will be the first sitting president to go north of the Arctic Circle. In fact, I just got a report that his plane just landed in the past 10 or 20 minutes or so there. And it's actually been sort of a surprisingly controversial trip. He's managed to alienate Ohioans by changing the name of a mountain in Alaska. And it has also showed some of the tensions between the president and the environmental movement. He's going to highlight the effects of climate change on Alaska, but at the same time, he's actually visiting some areas near where he has just approved to let Shell do some oil drilling. And so there are a lot of different debates going on, even as the president goes on this very scenic and photo op heavy trip.
Right. So you mentioned all these flashpoints that are maybe taking away or giving a more complex picture of than the original intended purpose, which was to talk about climate change. So has that main purpose, talking about climate change, still been served or has it been overshadowed?
It's hard to tell. I think it's probably still been served, and the White House has also been working to use its social media prowess. The president took over the White House Instagram account, used a selfie stick, and he has been giving some very powerful messages on his first day there. He spoke at a conference in Anchorage that also featured other Arctic nations, and he gave sort of a fire and brimstone and ice speech about what is happening in Alaska. He talked about how villages in Alaska are basically, the ice underneath them is melting and they're falling into the sea. He talked about how the permafrost is burning. And I think those messages may have really gotten through. And, of course, the pictures of all the beautiful places that he's visiting, that he's been saying need to be preserved for our grandchildren, those are all potentially going viral on Twitter and Instagram.
Well, let's talk about some of the critics of the president's message there. Some critics calling this trip hypocritical because a few weeks ago the president approved Shell's request to drill in the Arctic Circle. Give us a little bit more of the story there.
Right. So even though the president has really tried to make climate change a key part of his legacy, some of the most hardcore environmentalists are very frustrated with him. And one of those things is because he did approve, and is the first president to approve this type of drilling in the Arctic, oil drilling in the Arctic Circle. And one climate activist in Slate compared it to his mission accomplished moment, basically going to Alaska to say that he's taken all this strong action on climate change and at the same time is allowing this type of drilling. But what the White House says is that, look, the president supports an all-of-the-above approach to energy. And while the White House has really encouraged a lot of development of alternative energies like solar and wind power, and he did also announce some new initiatives to do that in Alaska, at the same time, as they note, that hasn't happened all at once, and so the United States does still need to provide its own oil, and allowing Shell to drill here is one way of doing that.
And has the president himself said anything on this trip? I understand there have been some protesters. You said the White House had commented. What about the president?
Yes, some protesters held up signs outside, saying that saying some words that I probably shouldn't put on the radio. But I do not believe that the president has directly addressed this. He's actually just kind of given, aside from his comments in Anchorage about the effects of climate change in Alaska, he's mostly focused on making some announcements about some new icebreakers and announcing new plans to help Native Alaskans deal with the effects of climate change.
We're talking with Sarah Wheaton right now, White House reporter for Politico. She's talking about the president's trip to Alaska, which is wrapping up today. Now, you mentioned those icebreakers. That has been an interesting sidebar to this trip, the president announcing that the United States needs money for more icebreakers and highlighting this not just as a climate change issue, but as a national security issue.
Exactly. So as Sarah Palin most memorably made clear to the rest of the country, Russia is so close to Alaska that you can see it, Russia from some parts of Alaska. And as the Arctic ice has been melting, that has been creating new shipping channels at the very top of the planet. But they're still, you know, boats can't just kind of sail through or chug through as they are, and they do need the help of icebreakers. And right now, the U.S. only has about three, and it really only has one that can really push through these 15-foot sheets of ice. And that's used mainly for rescue purposes. It also needs to go down to Antarctica and in the southern hemisphere. And so President Obama is proposing to speed up the acquisition of a new icebreaker. But the big issue is that Russia has many icebreakers. I believe they have about 40 now, with maybe another dozen or so in the works. And that means that Russia is basically dominating this shipping in this new, very important area. There's also access to oil resources and natural gas resources there. And if the Russians are the ones who can break through that ice, then they'll also have the most access to those resources. At the same time, there's also been military buildup by Russia. And so the Alaskans are feeling very anxious about this issue. The governor, Bill Walker, who is an independent but used to be a Republican, he has been very supportive of the administration's efforts to bring in new icebreakers and to generally shore up defenses in Alaska.
And lastly, you mentioned renaming Mount McKinley to Mount Denali, and that has been controversial in Ohio. But what about Alaska? How's it going over there?
In Alaska, it's very popular, and it's had bipartisan support. So at least where President Obama is currently at the moment, he's not facing much pushback on that. And since he's not running for re-election, it doesn't matter quite as much to him what people think in Ohio right now.
So as the president wrapped up this visit today, are people saying this has been a successful trip, or has it been too dogged by some of these other issues?
I think it will depend. So we'll have to see what Republican resistance is to some of these measures. Before this trip, he released some very broad new climate regulations and carbon limits, and those are really seen as the most important part of his environmental legacy. And so if Republicans continue taking actions to really block that, that could be a sign that this trip maybe wasn't as successful as they might have hoped. Also, there'll be some big climate negotiations in Paris at the end of the year. And so I think the president is really trying to get support for that. And I should be clear, he's not really reaching out to Republicans specifically in this trip, but to the general American public. He's trying to make people realize that climate change is an issue that affects them, even if they're not feeling it right now. He made a very strong case in Anchorage that, we no longer need to have the discussion, the debate of economy versus environment. I don't know if everybody necessarily agrees with the president about that, but he's making the case that the economy can still be strong while fighting climate change. And so he's trying to gain support from the American public, who can keep the pressure on opponents of climate change legislation in Congress.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Wheaton, White House reporter for Politico. She was with us to talk about President Obama's trip to Alaska, which just wrapped up today.